On the news, they're making ranked choice voting sound very mysterious, but it's really not mysterious at all. As has been pointed out, it's very simple from the voter's point of view. You just list your first choice first, then your second choice, third, fourth, and fifth. So you get five choices and you rank them in that order. Okay, so this is what happens on when the votes are counted. And I don't see why it should take very much time at all once you have the ranked votes in a computer, actually, because this is the kind of thing that computers can do in seconds. It doesn't take very long. So, but here's how it works. So if after the vote, somebody has 50%, that's it, it's over. That person wins. But if no one has 50%, this is what happens. They throw out the last person, the lowest ranked person, and they take all of the votes that were cast for that person and as the first choice, and they take those out, and then the second choice represents that person. So then you retally the votes. If somebody has 50%, it's over. If not, you drop the next person off, and then you take that person, their votes get distributed to the second choice votes of the people who voted for that person. And of course, if your first and second choices have been thrown out at that point, then it's going to be your third choice that counts at that point. And you do the math at some point. Somebody has more than 50% when it's down to two people, unless it's an exact match, and I don't know what they do for that, but that isn't very likely. And that's it. That's how it works. It's like I said, once you had the votes all in a database, you could write a script that implements it, around in it, and wouldn't be a very complicated script, would it? And how long would it take to run? Seconds, really, each time through. So when you look at the results on the live page on the New York Times website, for example, it's probably in quite a few other places as well, you're just seeing the first place votes. And all you're really looking for right now is, did somebody get 50% of the vote? And the answer is, at this point, with about 20% of the votes in, I guess is what they're saying. No, nobody has 50%. The highest is Eric Adams with 30%, then Catherine Garcia with 21%, Maya Wiley with 20.8%. It's obviously very close. And then Andrew Yang with 12%. So you can figure that one out. Eric Adams has a large lead, but it isn't enough at this point to win. So there you have it.